Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards has issued a notice of non-compliance for the downtown El Paso County Detention Facility. The notice was issued by the state agency in regard to the death of Joe Mervin, who was found unconscious and not breathing in his cell in January. According to the notice from the Commission on Jail Standards, out of 55 observation rounds at the jail, one was conducted late, 1 hour and 37 minutes after a required time, the day Mervin died. The state agency said three checks on inmates could have been made during that time. But the El Paso County Sheriff's Office said physical wellness checks on inmates were indeed made on time in a statement to KTEP News. The Sheriff's Office said a technical issue with an electronic system did not record the checks, but can be seen on security camera video the day Mervin died. And an estimated 95,000 El Pasoans with health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act may see increases in their premiums, according to Congresswoman Veronica Escobar's office. During a presentation to the city council this week, her staff said, on average, premiums could go up by $440 a year, a 100% increase. Ben Harrison is a legislative director for Democratic Congresswoman Escobar's office.
Note that this information is just for Texas 16, not for the Texas 23 portion of El Paso County.
Harrison also said an estimated 130,156 people relying on Medicaid for health insurance are at risk of losing access under proposed budget cuts by the Republican-controlled House and Senate. An El Paso State Senator, Cesar Blanco, supported a bill that would ban the use and sale of THC products currently sold legally across the state. The Texas Senate passed the bill to the House with a 24-7 vote. The proposal impacts synthetic THC products, such as Delta 8 and Delta 9. Opponents of the legislation tout the health benefits of these often readily available products. Those in favor of a ban, however, say the use of synthetic THC has triggered mental health episodes. Senator Cesar Blanco said the state has a responsibility to protect Texans from, quote, unsafe and unregulated products. He also said SB 3 does not impact the state's compassionate use program that allows medical use of low THC cannabis.
Look, we've seen a sharp increase in THC-infused products being sold in corner stores, in smoke shops, products that look like candy, that look like soda pop, things that look like snacks. Synthetic cannabinoids are significantly more potent than grown cannabis, and these products are ending up in the hands of kids.
Now the bill goes to the House of Representatives. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said at a press conference that Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs is on the same page as him in wanting to ban THC products here in Texas. In other news, advocacy groups say eliminating the U.S. Department of Education will hurt Texas children with disabilities. Alejandra Vasquez Barr is with Century Foundation, a progressive-leaning think tank. She says the executive branch does not have the authority to disregard laws protecting the civil rights of special education students, but it could transfer its administration to another agency.
This kind of change has a drastic and immediate impact on students with disabilities because there's no other federal agency with the expertise needed to oversee special education and ensure the rights of students to a free and appropriate public education.
Today, President Trump signed an order to begin the dismantling of the Department of Education. And finally, cases of flu and RSV decreased across Texas in the week ending March 8th. The Texas Department of State Health Services confirms two influenza-associated outbreaks and one influenza-related pediatric death in that time period. Almost 5,200 Texans and 8 children have died of influenza or pneumonia since flu season began on October 1st. COVID-19 cases increased 6%, and COVID-related fatalities increased by almost 15%. Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.